Good morning, and we just send you greetings from Lost Creek, Kentucky, and Mrs. Nancy Hostetler. I know a lot of you know her, and she would just send her love and greetings to you also. We are going to invite you to come to Camp Heart and Soul with us. Camp Heart and Soul is a camp that just helps develop people's talents and whatever they are, and encourage people to work together. And so that's kind of what we're going to invite you to join with us today. We're going to introduce the kids, if they would come forward. Get in your places, please. I'm going to tell you exactly what grades they're in so that you might have some idea of where they've been. I wish I could tell you how many years in Lower Lights they've been, but I can't. I don't have that written down right now. Some of them have been in Lower Lights since first grade, and some of them are just new timers, and we love them all. They all work together so well. But we'll start with the third graders. If the third graders would stand, we have one second grader, but she wasn't able to come with us. We have two third graders. We have several fifth graders and seventh graders. 8th grade, no freshmen. We have some sophomores, one junior, two seniors, and one joyous staff person. Okay, and she's a blessing to us all. So right now we want to invite you to come to Camp Heart and Soul with us and learn how we should all be together as the body of Christ.
Hi, my name's Noah, and I play the drums.
I'm Megan, and I love to dance.
I'm Claire, and I play the clarinet.
Hi, Brooke Reed. Thanks, I'll be here all week.
I'm Monique, and on behalf of Camp Heart and Soul, I'd like to officially welcome you to one of the finest arts camps in the country. Each year we have a talent showcase highlighting what we've learned, but this year we have something very exciting to announce. Our arts camp has caught the attention of some big Hollywood producers. In just 2 days, we'll be hosting a talent competition, and the winner of that contest will get to compete on the hit TV show, The Star Factor. But that's not all. The producers are sending down a celebrity to coach and host the contest. And that host is none other than the Star Factor's own Johnny Surfcrest! Yes!
Ooh, Johnny Surfcrest, he's my favorite. I love it when he says, I'm Johnny Surfcrest, and I can make you a star.
The staff at Camp Heart and Soul are understandably very excited. Excuse me. Before our host arrives, let's hear from some of our returning campers. Any reactions or words of advice for our new campers? Wonderful. Stand up, please, and tell us your name. Yes?
I'm Tiffany, but you can call me T. And yes, you all know I play the violin, and this is my third time at Camp Heart and Soul. I'm really excited to compete in the talent competition this year.
Thanks, T. Anybody else?
Hi, I'm Zach. I'm a sound technician. I hope everybody has a great week and isn't afraid to ask for help when they need it. We're all in this together.
And even if you fall, be right there when we call. My name is Judah. I'm a rapper. Hallelujah!
Well, we don't have to guess what your talent is, Judah. Oh, it looks like our host is arriving. Campers, it is my great pleasure to introduce... Wait a minute. Oh, I see. It looks like there's been a last-minute change of plans. Camp Heart and Soul, will you please help me welcome Mr. Rick Brickleby?
Thank you. What a welcome. My close and personal friend, Johnny Surfcrest, had an unexpected obligation and couldn't make it. Okay, maybe he wasn't a close friend, but I was his first choice as a replacement host. Okay, maybe not his first choice, but I'm Rick Brickleby. Back to you, Jim.
Jim? Oh, it's Monique.
Whatever. Back to you, Monique.
Well, thank you.
In just 2 short days, you'll have the chance to be recognized worldwide. All your hard work will finally pay off. All the tables you waited, all the stress you endured, working as a personal assistant to an actor who never had to work a day in his life. Sorry. The chance to compete on the Star Factor is not to be taken lightly. In a few days, you'll have the chance to prove that you are a star.
Thank you, Mr. Brickleby.
Thank you, Monica.
It's Monique. Starting tomorrow, Mr. Brickleby will be coaching you in a group.
I call it my star training session.
And then you'll have many, many hours of practice. But those of you who are returning know how important practice time is, especially since we only have 2 days to prepare. But I know you all love to practice.
Practicing is awesome, but then so again, it's getting your teeth put on.
Young lady, practicing is awesome. That is, if you want to make something of yourself. I'm Rick Brickleby, and this has been the word of the day.
Who's he talking to?
Back to you, Moesha.
We do want to work our very hardest this week, as if working for the Lord. Does anyone remember a Bible verse we learned about this?
Ooh, I do.
Colossians 3:17. Whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Attitude is vital in showbiz. To become a superstar, you gotta work.
It's not that. We work hard because we never want to give our second best shot. We give all of our hearts to develop the talents that he's given us, and that brings glory to him.
We will begin our first star training session by focusing on instrumental techniques. Instrumental students, please step forward.
All right, let's see what we're working with. First, fiddle girl. Very nice. Now, drummer boy. Excellent. Now, clarinet.
Here goes. It's gonna be great. What did I do to you, Bessie?
Okay. I advise everyone to work on your audition pieces. And remember, your entire futures are riding on this very important day. Back to you, Maria.
It's Monique.
Excuse me, Mr. Brickleby?
Yes?
How did you get to be a TV host?
Once in a great while, a shining star emerges where the talent cannot be denied.
Huh?
My mother's brother-in-law's cousin knew someone who was the assistant to the assistant to the... It's complicated.
So you work on the Star Factor too?
Actually, no. A local cable channel. In my basement. It's complicated. So tell me, what's your talent?
I'd like to fly like a bird as I delve into the spoken word. My thoughts are like doves who speak to everyone who loves.
And your talent?
Oh, I'm a poet. Can't help but show it.
Are you rhyming everything?
Yes, I am. My name is Sam. Sam I am.
Well, pass the green eggs and ham. That's impressive, but you're gonna need more than that to become a star. Only one in a million finds the kind of fame everyone wants.
Being famous isn't my goal. I just love God with all my heart and soul.
Who wouldn't want to be famous?
I kinda do.
All right, there's some honesty. Who are you?
My name is Judah Amarapa. Hallelujah!
Okay, first, lose the hallelujah. It's not marketable. It alienates people. Next, you're gonna need to work on your swagger. Rappers move more like this. And swag. Like this. It's what I do. You all need to think carefully about what's at stake here. You have the chance to make it big, to catch the dream we all have, being a star.
Well, that's partly true. Everywhere you look these days, people are trying to be noticed, to have their 15 minutes of fame. But God says that fame and money won't make us truly happy.
Thank you.
It's a good morning here at Camp Heart and Soul, and only one day until the Star Factor contest. I'm Rick Brickleby. Back to you, Mary Margaret.
It's Monique. And good morning, everyone. I hope your lessons and rehearsals have been going well.
Noah, Claire, and I have been working on an awesome routine together.
Together? Now, kids, it's cute and all that you're considering a group entry. But you know, only one of you is going to be chosen as the winner. Noah, you got star quality. You should really consider competing alone.
You think so? Okay.
Well, maybe I should do my own routine, too. Sorry, Claire.
Can't say I blame you. Mr. Reed, can I show you my painting?
Yes, that's a very nice rocket elephant? Ship.
Yes, of course that's elephant. Are those his ears?
Yep.
Well, I think your painting's awesome, Caitlin. Keep up the good work.
Thanks. What's your name?
It's Claire, named after my mom's favorite instrument, the clarinet. But I've actually named my clarinet Bessie. We're not really on speaking terms right now.
More like squeaking terms.
Attention, everyone. In this session, we will be focusing on vocal performance.
I'll take it from here, Matilda. You probably already know, but I myself am a professional vocalist. Anyone here buy my latest opera CD off BricklebyBaby.com? Anyone? No? Okay. Where are my singers? Let's all do some vocalization together. Okay, repeat after me. May me my mo moo.
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 Better. Now repeat after me. Ah.
I'm running out of breath.
Here, I find it helps if you stand up straight and breathe really deep like this.
Stop. No. You're in competition. You must learn to stand out from the crowd to be a star, not help each other.
You know, Mr. Rickleman.
Brickleby.
Brickleby. The Bible says that we are all part of the body of Christ. Each part is super important. We need each other. Does everyone remember our showcase song from last year? Let's show Mr. Brickleby how great it is when the whole body functions together.
Thanks, Monique. I now have new reeds. Don't let me down, Bessie. Tomorrow's the day. What did I already do, Bessie?
Who's Bessie?
Let's just say if I'm allowed to have a Facebook page, I'd consider a dear friend of you, Beth. You heard me, Bessie. Never mind. Are you excited about the contest tomorrow, T?
I'm so nervous.
Nervous? I heard you practicing the other day and you sounded great.
Why aren't you sweet? Sometimes I feel like I ain't sounding any better.
Trust me, you're improving. It totally shows.
Thanks, Claire. You're so nice. Hey guys, can I show you my painting?
Yeah, sure. That's a great,
cupcake.
What a...
Attention, attention. I've just spoken with the assistant to the assistant to the producers of the Star Factor, and they'll be arriving tomorrow afternoon as scheduled. And then the winner will be flown out next week to Hollywood to compete on national TV. Without further ado, I'll hand it off to our very own Marianne.
It's Monique. In this session, we'll be focusing on movement. Dance students, please step forward.
Excuse me, that's my spot, center stage.
First position, everyone. And left arm, and right arm, and
as the kids work on their physical fitness, it brings them a good point. What you look like really matters. In order to be a star, you have to look a certain way. And if you don't, well, you may as well just give up.
It's true that the world tells us we have to look a certain way, but we've been learning that that's actually the opposite of what really matters.
Opposite of what really matters?
Zach is right. The Bible says that while man look on the outward appearance, the Lord looks at the heart.
Listen.
Yes?
If that's really true, Momo, then why have I been sucking in my stomach since 1987?
Yo, bro, I do not know. Word.
The Bible says the Lord doesn't look at the things people look at. People look at the outward of appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.
Fashion, hairstyles, love songs.
This is the day, folks. In just a few hours, we will find our winner. For one of you, this will be the most important day of your life. Anything you've learned? Final thoughts?
Gotta watch what you say it. You have to play it. Practice makes you perfect. Fame is really where it's at. Word.
Yes.
Does he think that banana is a microphone?
Now he's lost it.
Tiny Dancer, final thoughts?
To become a star, you need to think about what's best for you and keep your eyes on what help you accomplish your goal, no matter what anyone else thinks.
Oh, don't worry. Act is way better without you.
Perfect.
Guys, this isn't what we've been learning.
Just try doing the show without the drums and it won't happen.
And sorry, but without anything visual, how interesting would it be? Dance is the language of the soul.
And poetry is way more beautiful and complex than something like rap.
Whoa!
Wait, everyone. I think we're getting off track.
Now, Martha, a little healthy competition is normal for a prize of this value. This contest will change someone's life.
Mr. Brickleby, I have a question. Say you have this friend.
Yeah, friend, and I haven't quite mastered the instrument.
Let me give it straight to you, kid. If your friend still isn't getting it, then they should take the hint and leave. Either you've got the star factor or you don't. And that's the word of the day.
Well, that's probably true. I'm going to go tell my friend that.
If there's nothing else, then we'll start our last star training session where we focus on some secondary talents. People like tech people, you know, sometimes they can...
That mic not working so well?
I'm just playing with Mr. B. I turned off the lights.
Your mic.
That's why I don't like tech people.
Mr. Brickleby, I think you're forgetting that without the gifts of our sound and tech people, no one could...
See me dance or hear me sing.
That's true. Regardless of how some of us are feeling right now, Noah, Megan, we really do need each other.
Monique, I can't find Claire.
Has anybody talked to her lately?
I did just yesterday. I was feeling really nervous, and then she encouraged me.
She said she liked my painting. She's nice.
I know she's been struggling a bit in her lessons, but she sure has kept us smiling this week.
Smiling, encouraging. Have you heard Bessie? Let's face it, if her talent is that limited, then she doesn't belong here anyways.
May I call you Rick?
Of course, Mary Lou.
We believe everyone is here for a reason. Society may tell us that you have to be beautiful or talented to make a difference, but as you can see, everyone here is unique.
God cares about every one of us, especially the people that the world tends to forget to notice.
The Bible says that each person is so important that there's a huge party up in heaven every time one person decides to follow God. Even the angels rejoice.
Follow God? What does following God have to do with becoming a star?
That's what we've been trying to say. We want to shine for Him.
And praise Him by giving back His gifts He's given to us.
You're right, Zach. Only Jesus can fill the parts of us that are empty and make us feel really whole. He is the way.
Your faithfulness shone for all.
no, I'm sorry I got so mad at you.
Oh, Megan, it's all right. It was totally my fault. I got so excited about becoming a star, I forgot what really matters. I don't want to play drums by myself.
And I definitely want to be a part of the team. Please tell me if I start acting like a diva again.
Oh, we will.
And Judah, maybe you could help me with some of my rhymes.
Yo, Sam, that's a great, great plan. Word.
Hey, it's Claire. Look, she's back.
Claire, where are you? We're so worried about you.
Last thing I need some time on, and then I realized I had to say good luck before the contest. T, you're amazing on the violin, and Caitlin, I love how you really paint from your heart.
But you can't leave. We need you.
Caitlin's right. We won't be completed without you.
You encourage us, and you're a great friend.
But you're also talented, and me, well, not so much.
I don't think it's about who's talented or not. God gives gifts to everyone, and they all play a part in the body of Christ.
Will you please stay? We need you.
Well, all right, if you really want me to. It sure feels great to be part of the team.
Attention, everyone. It's about time for the show to begin. Is everyone ready?
Not quite. We have something to tell Mr. Brickleby.
Good afternoon. I'm here at Camp Heart and Soul, and I'm about to talk to some of the contestants for this year's competition for the nationally acclaimed TV show, The Star Factor.
Mr. B.
Looks like one of our potential stars has something to say. What's it like being in front of the cameras?
Well, we've decided that we want to compete together as a group.
What? But that's impossible.
Well, then I'm afraid we won't be able to compete today.
It's all of us or none of us.
But this was your big break. Hello, Rick Brickleby speaking. Hosting? Okay, I'll be right there. Sorry, kids, I got a last minute call to host an episode of America's Top Poodle. Back to you, Monique.
Well, we still have a full house waiting to see the show. What do you say we show them how the body of Christ works? Claire, will you do us the honor of introducing our showcase?
Sure thing. Good afternoon, everyone. I know you're expecting us to compete against each other, but we decided to show how great it is when we all work together. So, ladies and gentlemen, we present to you Song 150.
Give yourself a praise. And give us a hand and a deep inside of grace. And give us a hand and a deep inside of grace. And give us a hand and a deep inside of grace.
that make you want to go to Kentucky this next summer? Amen. How many of you have been to Riverside Christian School? A lot of you have. And if you are sitting next to someone who has gone, you might want to ask them about why they went and why you should go. The theme for today is the body of Christ, and we're concluding our Epic Jesus study today. Before today, I was planning on sharing some of the time with Riverside, and because I was just really feeling that we needed to conclude our sermon series. And as I was talking with Kathy this week, and I haven't been feeling well, I just said, I think that Riverside just really just needs to do your program. I mean, I hadn't seen it. I didn't know anything about it. And I was thinking that this series conclusion is about the body of Christ and how God is so big and that this great big God fills us and lives within us. So I was talking to Kathy, and I said, so Kathy, what's your program about? She goes, well, it's called Camp Heart and Soul, and the theme is really on the body of Christ. I go, what did you just say? I go, that is exactly what we're talking about today. If you were in class, you studied about the body of Christ. If you were in class a couple weeks ago, or last week, it was Colossians 3. Whatever you do in word and deed, do it all in the glory of God. I just want to share how God is weaving his story through our guests, and God has something to say to you. I've said it before, everyone has something to contribute. Everyone does. Now, sometimes we get into a mindset, and they think, well, I already done that. I've already volunteered. I already, spent my time. Someone else can do it. Someone else can step in. I just want you to know that if you've said those words, they're just, and you've felt those thoughts, those aren't thoughts that you really should be thinking. Now, granted, the ways in which you have served may differ. The ways in which you've contributed might be different than 5 or 10 years ago. But everyone has something to contribute. Everyone has something to give. Because the body of Christ functions best when everyone does their part. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it says, there are many gifts, but there's one body. There's one spirit. We are the body of Christ. And it is the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, the Holy Spirit that fills us and enables us to carry on the work of Christ. Tonight, we gather around the communion table, the body of Christ gathering around the table to remember the body of Christ. You are invited back this evening at 6:30 in the fellowship hall, where we will have a light meal, where we will take the elements of the bread, which represents the body of Christ, and the cup, juice, that represents the blood of Christ. We will share in a service together and remember that we're in this together. We are better together. One of the ways in which we have been encouraging us to serve is in the area of selecting our leaders. In your bulletin today, you received, again, two pieces of paper, one for recommendations to our Diaconate Leadership Council, and one for recommendations for people serving in ministries or to serve as a delegate at our district or national conferences. We need to have those back by noon today. And you've had a couple weeks to be thinking about that. And in just a little while, the lower lights are going to sing their finale song again while we receive an offering. And you can give a gift to Lower Lights. You can provide your regular giving, and you can fill out one of those sheets of paper recommending someone and putting in the offering plate or in one of the boxes before you leave. Lost Creek, Kentucky has a mission to make an impact in the hills of Kentucky, and they are doing that. We have a mission that God has called us to make an impact here in our community, and we are doing that. When you give locally, when you give with your tithes and your offerings, you're helping this church make an impact. And when you give to Lost Creek, to Riverside, you are helping them carry on their mission. So if you feel led to make a contribution above what you regularly give to the ministries here, you're invited to do that as well. I'm going to have a prayer. Our ushers will come, receive your recommendations and your contributions, and the lower lights will conclude our service with one more song. Will you pray with me? Thank you, Jesus, that you are big, very, very big. You're much bigger than this church. You are much bigger than Riverside. We're part of the same body, though. The body of Christ expands around the globe to believers in the underground church in China, to those struggling to survive in Iraq, to those in the inner city of New York, and those in the hills of Kentucky, and those right here. Men, women, young and old, those educated, those who struggle, those with resources, those in poverty, those who don't know where to turn, and those who have a clear direction. When your Spirit lives in us, we are a part of the body. And I pray that we might encourage each other and celebrate the fact that we are better together. This we pray in Christ's name. Amen.
eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing holy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing.
Lamb of God, worthy.
a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With prepare me.